Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest, the first of the week, today being Tuesday. Remember, tomorrow is Deabomi. I'll tell you a bit of that later on in the program. Right. Today, I'm doing a tribute to my very, very good friend, somebody I discovered in the media. Oh, by the way, I need to say happy birthday to Mrs. Gbeme Kufeji again. I said it this morning, but just in case he's just woken up. I mean, Mama 70 might not be able to wake up that early. Gbeme Kufeji, happy birthday. She's 70 today. We were both classmates in Comprehensive High School, Ayetoro. We did A-levels together with the likes of Fomi Shonoga and Ko. And you can see how time flies. You know, I just was browsing through Facebook. I thought it was somebody else. I didn't know she was the one. Happy birthday, Gbeme. Unfortunately, I don't know where the party is. I'd have gate crashed it. Right, so let's get down. Ken Okolugbo, I discovered years back on channels, I think. I can't remember which station. And I was, you know, I liked the way he spoke. He just told me this morning that the PDP will come to that. He was in PDP then. As at 5 minutes ago, I still thought he was in PDP. But you know, these politicians, they can crisscross. Anyway, he turned 50. And I said the best I could do, you know, the best I can't give Ken a present. He's a big boy. All these big boys from Delta. He was just telling me now that at the birthday party he wore Gugunichi shoe, or what did you say it was? instead of his fananastic shoe, you know, all these designer names. Baba Omo designer. Baba Ombu, go give me five. Baba Ombu. Do you know, some of you don't know, let me tell you, when I was in secondary school, for example, I mean, my parents couldn't understand. I had shoes and so on and so forth. Instead, I loved to wear, these shoes were made out of car tire, used tires. And I think there was somebody in Ayetoro who made them. They used the tire for the sole, and then they used some rubber again to strap it on as a sandal. And I prefer to wear that instead of, you know, I've always been some kind of rebel, and you can see what I'm wearing. But Baba, look, need to check him out on YouTube, man. Often what on with cravats. Anyway, Ken, happy birthday.
Thank you so
First
much.
And foremost, I don't demand an apology. I demand a peace offering.
Please, I apologize profusely.
He did invite me to that sumptuous
party.
I didn't
think you were going to booga. That was the problem.
I can booga now. The only thing is, I can't booga. I've not tried this. One of the things that frightens me is that if my shoulders go up, I don't have a guarantee that they will come down.
They will.
Are you sure?
No, because hearing that your classmate and your colleague was 70, so
yes.
It shows that you are rich.
I'm very close to it.
You're closer than you think.
Don't be deceived by what you see. If you go inside,
I was actually shocked. He calls me this morning.
He calls me an ancestor this morning.
I never thought you were close to 70 because you don't look it at all.
I know. Don't be deceived.
I must be very honest.
Don't be deceived. Yes. Very, very soon I'll be. Well, I won't have a party. I'll probably go on a nice cruise somewhere in the Pacific. Go on the 28-day cruise and leave this man to be howling.
Kadri is not yet 50, so he'll be coming behind us.
No, are you sure it's not yet 50?
No, I'm 100%
sure. I am not.
Kadri, you know his new name is Emilojo. That means he looks like me.
What does Emilojo is?
No, not Emilojo.
Not Emilojo, I wanted to be sure.
Is, you know, but Emilojo. So now that they are no longer in the PDP, I can now, to be fair to him, one of the things I like Ken about is, I find him nice to talk. He's not a fanatic about his party. He will tell you the truth.
So I'm now, sure this was the breaking news this morning.
So you moved to Accord Party.
Yes, I moved to Accord Party.
Who are Accord? I've never heard of.
Well, Accord Party is not a very popular party, but for me, I just needed a party that I could see that I could use.
You thought you were cheated at the primaries?
I was definitely cheated at the primaries.
And you think that on your own steam? So you just needed the.
You know, there is no individual candidacy now. The Electoral Act doesn't allow that, and because of the beliefs I had. You know, I always stand for what it is. I didn't want to go to the APC.
Why?
The APC offered me a ticket. I didn't want to go to a party that had already condemned so much of what they were doing in terms
of. But Wike might be headed in that direction, do you think?
Yeah, I still believe in a lot of things that were done. Like, we're at a funeral at Owoyibo on Saturday, was it? Mm. And when Bat came, you couldn't believe the attention he also got, even way back there in Delta. You know, and when we're shaking him and we're saying Emiloko, he was laughing about it. So it's as if people are looking at the APC now beyond Buhari. They are trying to extricate Buhari from Bat. they're trying to look at Bass as the individual who brought this, his successors that have done so well in Lagos. And
okay, that was Ntuka Begbena's mother's funeral.
Yes, you're very correct. That's
so rest in peace.
That was his mother's funeral.
Okay, now let me ask you, since you've left the PDP, I can now safely ask you, what you think are Atiku's chances?
Well, there were a lot of us that were disappointed that we didn't go south. We can't. Those are one of the things that bothered me, because we said we're going to have a south-south candidate. One of the discussions I had with my governor, who is the vice presidential candidate, was, why didn't you stand for the south? Why didn't you? He had his own personal views that I might not want to share on this program. Let me not divulge some of the things we talked about. But it has come to haunt his vice presidency, and he knows it, because a lot of the south-south apart from Afenifere, Middle Belt, Ohanaeze, and even Pandef have sort of disowned him, because they said nobody from the south should have accepted to play second fiddle, because they thought it was a turn of the south. And it is difficult for you to explain why the PDP decided to go that route. But Atiku won the primaries. There is no doubt about it. He won the primaries, even though he was seen to have been aided by Tambuwa. And I actually thought it would have been a better deal if we had a Wike, for example, who came second, to run against a Bola Ahmed Tinubu and a Peter Obi.
Do you think Wike would make a good president? I mean, given his disposition,
you see, people should not,
and his mannerisms.
To me, I see Wike as someone who says the truth. I don't know why people always bother about those who say it.
No,
as it
can be gregarious. Yes. Look at the video,
but
for example.
There's a way you can always present it. This is manner of presentation people try to condemn.
Yeah, and his demeanor. I mean, there's a video
and
that went viral. One second.
Yes.
Went viral, and he said, All the traditional rulers are here with their staff, please stand up. I mean, come on. It's not a classroom.
No, those are the. That's exactly what I said. His manner
of
presentation.
It's worse than that.
Yes.
And then he pointed at one and ran him down completely.
In fact,
you see, a traditional ruler doesn't represent himself.
No, he represents a whole tribe.
He's a whole tribe.
Yes,
and therefore,
tribe.
That shows me that he might not have. There's nothing wrong in not having.
It
could be put to use in other ways.
Yeah, but I think they say leopard never changes the spots. But those who were going to package him might have had people who would have told him that, look, you've become commander in chief. But I think we could, in the mold of Trump, they just don't care. But people like that always bring results. Let's not look at those things you pointed out about him.
Not in a
but
country
look at
like
what
ours.
Look at what he's. I'm not holding brave for him, but look at what he's doing in Rivers State.
No, it's not. It's not just about
Shibajo to have christened him Mr. Project.
Look, it's not about. Look,
he tells
second.
You that
wait, one second.
Even Sanwo-Olu had to also.
One second. Forget all this. Super. I want to say palliative. There's no this thing. But so forget all this hyperbole and whatever that you politicians do. Governance is not about structures, building bridges, and so on.
No, governance
there
is about when you can do
first
things.
And foremost,
that
a
can
leader,
ease
first and foremost, a
the life of the people.
A leader sets the pace in good behavior.
All right.
So you want our children to talk to politics?
Oh no!
I have
condemned that aspect.
But one of the most crucial elements.
You don't look at only just that. This negative. On
no,
that
no, no,
aspect.
There are some negatives that override
the positive.
Yes.
But there's a lot of positive that comes with it. If he can put food on the table, if he can create, if he can get our inflation
we can put
down,
him to use. We can make him.
Can,
we can make
if
him.
If he can get security back to where it
we
was.
We can make him the Minister of Works and Minister of Defence and put a plaster on his mouth.
Wike shouldn't catch you.
No, I will tell him. Nobody has a monopoly. And again, you see what happens when you're.
No, but if you have,
one
you
second, wait
yes.
now, okay?
Yes, okay.
When you have that kind of attitude, somebody is going to cut you down to size one day, and you won't like it.
Well, power is transient. I keep telling people, Wike would not have been Wike if he did not come from being a chairman of a local government. He was fortunate enough to have become the chief of staff to Rotimi
Amaechi,
who Amaechi gave so much powers as chief of staff, and eventually nominated him as a minister. And from there, he eventually took over the structure from his boss, Amaechi, drove him out of the party, and then eventually became the governor of Rivers State. And against all odds, if you know, he's from the same federal constituency as Amaechi. So naturally, they thought the governorship was going to move after staying 8 years with their federal constituency. Not even senatorial. And at the end of the day, he did not, he defied it. And
but let me ask you now, what is it between Wike and Atiku?
Well, if you look at it, look at Obi, for example, that left the PDP.
The PDP, yes.
If they did not allow Obi go, that would have been a better bet in terms of going south. You understand? But a lot of the people in the party there, they didn't think that Peter Obi could win the elections because of the northern votes. But the support base is having, even before September 28th, that the campaign kickoff will tell you that it was a costly mistake allowing Peter Obi leave, because it's going to hurt the PDP a lot, because Obi is going to sweep so much of the votes that would have gone to PDP. And you might just be shocked that Bola Tinubu will profit from Peter Obi's entry.
Yes, because
if Peter Obi doesn't eventually get 25% of 24 states, which is a requirement by the constitution, Peter Obi might even win majority. I'm looking at that instance, and he doesn't get 25% of 24 states. He can't become the president. There will be a runoff. That's why people are predicting a runoff. Now, if it is pushed to that stage, Bola Tinubu might just take it. Because he's going to take a whole lot of PDP votes. Yes, he will still take from Bola Tinubu, because for Lagos, for example, I see Peter Obi doing very well, if not maybe even...
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's not only the Yorubas, your people that are here.
Yeah.
Do you understand? I know the Yorubas.
But the other day you were both here that you're in Lagosian.
I'm a Lagosian, but I don't stay. I don't. Well, I vote in Delta.
Bring my phone. Let me call Kabiesi. He says he's going to drop all of you.
Because a whole lot of, the southern population, the northern population, so many other populations are here. And for example, Atiku, I don't see Atiku coming second in Lagos. I must be realistic.
Atiku will definitely
come third. Do you understand?
Do you have a sense of what the governorship might turn out to be in Lagos?
Lagos is very clear that Sanwo-Olu will come back.
I think there's no
point in deceiving ourselves. Sanwo-Olu has done quite well in the NSAS crisis period. He had his down, but after then, I think he has picked up himself. Let's not try to be sentimental and look at the fact that PDP has not had power here in a very long time. They got a deputy that is popular, quite all right, but that doesn't translate to votes. Lagosians are practically looking at the things that Sanwo-Olu has done, and that's what they're going to read his scorecard on.
Well, the way I look at it really is that whether he does well or not, anyway, the way things are, the way they are structured here, he'll probably get it. So
no, he will get
there's
it.
There's no point having
even right those now. That are going to vote for Obi. That's why I'm saying that for me to say Obi might likely win Lagos, but saying Sanwo-Olu will come back, that'll tell you that all those that vote for Obi, when it comes to the governorship, they'll most likely all swing the way of Sanwo-Olu. Let me
paint a scenario for you. You know, we are going to have the presidential before we have the...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Would it affect it, do you think?
It will affect it, because if you look at it, you know, I was in presidential campaign council for PDP. And as a young man then, I served as one of the spokesmen way back then. And we had a strategy room. And one of the things we realized in the voting demography, Lagos and Kano determines a lot of... If you don't win Lagos and Kano, you might as likely don't become the next president of Nigeria because of the votes that come from Lagos and Kano. Now, why that vote of the 25th of February matters a lot is, if there's going to be a runoff, I don't think they'll have the runoff before the 11th of March, which is the gubernatorial election. And so if that happens, it will affect someone. But if it is concluded before the 25th, I mean, after the 25th of February, then I think it will be...
But do you know, Ken, that...
A plus for him.
For once... I'm finding that all the analysis sometimes that we do sometimes turns out to be an academic exercise. A few surprises did have sprung up.
Yes.
If, for example, anybody had told me that you'd ever go to Accord.
Oh, yeah. But for me, I was quite dissatisfied. I thought the reward system of the party the reward system of the party was not fair to me. If you look at, there was a time I was the only one standing for this party with all modesty. Shegu Shoumi joined later. We had the likes of Dr. Kacho Nonuju. People were not ready to talk about PDP. I'll show you that after 2015, when we had lost the election, when it was anything but Jonathan. People were running away from PDP. PDP was like an anathema. Do you understand? But I stood for this party. I took a lot of risk. I could speak about the economy. I could speak about so many things without minding whose us was God. I know the other things I did in outside I cannot mention.
But mention them.
And I thought the only thing the party could have done is, you know, when you have the governors are very powerful in PDP, quite all right. And you have a party that tells you that, oh, look, we're going to have a free and fair primary. I'm not indicting. I'm not going to start, you know, wishy-washing PDP at this point here now. Mm. But I'm going to tell you some basic things that are not right. You make people spend money in any election. And at the end of the day, you know you have a predetermined winner. Why do you make them spend that money? I'm going to test my popularity in our court.
Who are Bulofi Shabula Lejo? We know the way these things go. You had a political appointment.
I had a political appointment in 2012 and I left in 2015. This is 2022. I have not had a political appointment. I've just been doing my private business.
The money don't lose.
There's no way you can serve in office. You don't have to steal, but you make money. Have to come and.
You're supposed to live on your salary.
No, you live on your salary, but you also have goodwill if you do what is right. Let me tell you something about politicians. Don't take people's file and say they must give you money before you sign their files to get paid. That was one thing I never did. I had a budget. You see the tribute my governor gave me. I was so proud of my 50th Emmanuel Udua, and I thought that this was the best thing. This was the best birthday gift he could have ever given to me. You can do what is right, and people come back and appreciate you. That is not
what stealing. What does that mean?
When I mean later on in public office, but you don't.
Let me
take from the tilt. You don't steal from the tilt.
You add to the contractor's own.
You don't do that.
Our contractor will add his own.
What I hate is over invoicing. One thing I did when I was a commissioner was that when I see those things that you bring and it's over invoice, I get very irritated. Maybe because my nation didn't have so much on their vote. Mm. I'll tell you, these things can be. I'm a developer. So I can tell you how many cements that you used to build this place. I can tell you how many iron rods you used to build this place over a period of time.
Mm.
And so I found it very irritating when I see all those over-bloated, over-invoiced contracts. And that is one thing civil servants do that people don't understand. You keep blaming the politicians. But the corruption starts from the civil servants. They are basically the corrupt ones. Because they're the ones that will come and tell you, oh, God, you can do it like this, you can do it like this, you can pull this 10 million, you can pull this 5 million, we can do this and we can do that.
Mm.
But when it comes to the general public, they just tell the politicians that they are the ones that are thieves. And the civil servants that lure them into all this.
So they always come back to say thank you. Is that allowed, really?
No, if people come to say thank you and you've done what is right, I don't think there's anything wrong.
You don't think there's anything wrong with it? It just depends.
You've done what is right.
You don't. Okay, what part of what is
you?
Right.
You can say no. You are not obliged to say yes.
Part of don't what get me wait no, now, I go catch you. Part of what is used to say thank you. Is something that could have. I give you an example. If you give a contract of say 100 million,
mm-hmm.
and they give you a thank you of even 5 million, that 5 million could have been reduced. So how much
give you 5 million? How much would thank you?
How much would the thank you?
No,
be?
But thank you doesn't necessarily have to be in cash. It could even
be a house or bungalow.
It could even be after you left office for the good things you have done. I know people that I have seen me and have said, oh, when you served, you helped me in doing this. And I'm telling you, in all honesty, I didn't have an idea that I did that. Mm. And we want to do business.
You didn't think it was mistaken identity?
It wasn't. Look, there was a guy that told me, said, look, he was very shocked. I awarded a job because we didn't have so much. No, my nation awarded a job. And, you know, by the time he was paid, he was like, usually he puts money in the file before he signed. And that he was shocked. His file was signed like 3, 4, 5 times.
Mm.
And I didn't get to know him.
Okay, again. I wanted to rat you.
I'm not saying I'm a saint too.
I know you're not a saint. That guy is here. He's looking. Go and take a photograph of his car, my friend. We are going to take a short break. I've been speaking to Ken Okolugbo, my very good friend, who just turned 50. Mm. Former member of the PDP, now a proud member of the Accord Party. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that is his last bus stop. We're going to take a break.
Until I get to the House of Reps.
Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll discuss, and then, of course, we'll open up our lines for you. So don't go away.
Only one station gives you great talk every day.
On the show yesterday, you spoke about the tariff hike, electricity tariff hike.
Yes.
I'm hearing news today that it's being postponed till next year.
City of Lagos, did I say it yesterday? I am a prophet.
Hear the news and tell us your views.
Congratulations once again to Liverpool, despite the disastrous outing they had tonight.
Your number one station for talk.
You know, the WHO gave a guideline for organizations.
Right.
Yes, to implement, to reduce the spread of coronavirus in your group, in your companies. Here in In-Group, we've done
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Experience a better way to stay connected.
Listen, fellas and girls.
Download the Nigeria Info mobile app on iOS and Google Play Store. Join the conversation and stay connected. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. The conversation is just a click away. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Let's talk.
The debaters are ready.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready.
1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head. Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
It's good to upgrade to Tier Rubber 4G smartphone today. MTN, don't talk.
It's right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Yeah, you're welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Desu. And I still have my very good friend Ken Okolugbo here at 50. So Ken, that's something we normally do every 4 years. Let's do it now. What are the likely permutations that we are going to come up with in the runoff to the presidency?
Likely.
How do you think? Which way do you think it will go?
Likely. There's going to be a lot of voting that will be done in terms of. Well, if you look at the economy now, the economy is pretty bad. So
extremely.
19.64. When I said it was going to get to 19%, some people were almost calling me a prophet of doom. I hate to believe that my prediction came to pass. It actually got to 19%. And it's 0.64. So that means there's a likelihood we're going to cross the 20s threshold, which Nigeria has never had. Even in the austerity time of 1983, it never got to that.
So what threshold. Does that mean politically?
What it means politically is that the APC is going to have an uphill task in convincing Nigerians why they must continue and at the federal level, because we also look at the state of insecurity. Abuja is that used to be safe is becoming to become unsafe, and there were three mantras that the APC came on. They came on insecurity, they came on corruption, and they came on the economy. And so if you're failing on two fronts, you know, corruption, I can't say they failed completely, but if you look at the index, the APC government is said to be one of the almost as corrupt as PDP,
if not more.
So you just,
well,
you
I mean, considering that some PDP crossover, yeah, I mean, so
you can't give them a pass mark on the issue of corruption too. So if the three mantra you told Nigerians in 2015 are going to come in and restructuring, which was part of what they said they were going to come in, you're not able to make that happen. Nigerians are very aware. You can't hungrig them into saying that, look, we want to get your votes again and
give us a chance. That give Atiku a chance, Brian?
Yes, it would have given Atiku a very clear chance. But there are two things that are tearing PDP apart. The issue of Wike and the issue of Peter Obi. Those are two clear issues that
How does Peter Obi tear PDP apart?
Peter Obi is coming with almost all the votes that used to go to the PDP in the Southeast. He's going to take them. There's nobody can convince me. I've been an analyst for years, and I've never gotten my permutations wrong. People like to argue it, yes. No, I doubt it, because Anambra, if you remember, Anambra, he got 524,000 votes in 2019. I say he got it because he was a vice president on that ballot. And the APC got 30,000. They got less than 10% of the Anambra votes. And you know what it means now? He's coming in to take the bulk of that vote. Where will PDP gather their own now? PDP will try to get 25%. That's what I think. Even in Enugu, where you have a PDP governor, don't forget that Uguwahi and Ikpeazu are very angry with the party right now. They are part of the Wike structure that are demanding.
Do you
so
think
much.
Wike will leave the PDP?
Wike might not leave the PDP, but he will work against.
He'll
the
do
PDP.
Some damage.
Yeah, he'll do a lot of damage. A whole lot of damage, because Nasarawa, Plateau, Kano, they're all loyal to Wike. Those are all the states that voted for Wike during the primaries. And you know, when those people tell you that you notice that they have still been close-knit, and IU has not handled PDP very well. He has being a partisan chairman. You don't become a chairman and you become partisan. you're supposed to be the father of all. He was like as if he had been out of office for a very long time, and by the time he got into the PDP, he lost track of what it meant to be the party chairman. Imagine the fact that I actually found that he set up the committee to choose the vice president. He wasn't even Atiku, the candidate. And the committee comes up with a decision, and you're the first person to lead the candidate into taking a different, making a different choice.
Do you think that Atiku should have chosen Wike instead of
He should never have set up a committee.
He should just have chosen who he wanted. Yes,
just exactly like he did in 2019.
I see.
And he has refused to accept that the buck stops at his table. And you're not yet the commander-in-chief. When you don't accept that you have made such an error, and go back to the drawing board, because he has to go to Wike. All this setting up committees doesn't make any sense to me. He has to be the one to go to Wike himself.
Who do you think he would have wanted?
In all honesty, I think he wanted Okowa from day one.
From day one.
He had made up his mind on Okowa.
What about this advantage that people talk about Okowa also appealing to the East? Okowa, he crossed borders and so
Okowa,
on.
Okowa's name is Ifeanyi, but the Easterners don't see Okowa as one of them.
Hmm.
Yes. It's just like me. I'm a Kenechukwu. They call us Delta Igbo. I'm Okwani, but I tell you I'm Okwani. I'm not Igbo. That's what I'll tell you. Because our ancestors came from the Benin Kingdom and some also came from Manisha. But I'll tell you, I'm Umwebu, I'm proudly Okwani. So they will see us as Igbo.
Why did you have to add proudly there? The other time you said you were proudly Lagosian. Did you not say that?
No, I'm proudly Okwani, but I live in Lagos and I live in
you
Delta.
You just live, you're a tent.
No, I still live in I still live in Delta. I'm contributing to the economy of Lagos. We all contribute to the economy
of
Lagos.
We like contributions, but you are still a tenant.
Okay, even if I'm a tenant, but at least I'm a landlord in Okwani, in Obiaruku. Where are you? I'm a landlord there.
Obiaruku. I've been to Obiaruku before.
Oh, wow. What took you there?
You don't want
That's
to
That's where I am.
This
from.
Was
my
way
father
back.
And my mother.
I must go and spend the vacation.
It's a local
there.
Government headquarters now.
This was in the 70s I went to Obiaruku.
Oh, no. Obiaruku has really changed.
Strict adventure to see what they say about Obiaruku.
Maybe you had a girlfriend in Obiaruku.
So it was not girl matter. How would I have left Bidi to go to Obiaruku to go and look for a girl? Don't you know what they used to call Obiaruku? It does. They are
talking
about now. They are
talking about weed.
No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
And the farthest I got was Agbo. Okay, let me take one or two calls because I'm sure people are itching to. Sorry, I disturbed your flow of this love letter that you're writing.
Not so.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
Yeah, Gabriel from Lekki.
Yes, sir.
Our man over there said Labour will get more votes in Lagos than PDP. I disagree. By February ending, you should be bringing it back. There's no way Labour will get more votes than PDP in Lagos State. There's a lot of South over here too. Thousands, okay. Millions.
Okay. Yeah. Well, these things are just predictions. They are not sacrosanct.
No, it's not predictions. The truth about it is that the reason why there was a fight between Atiku and Tinubu last time was because of Peter Obi. Bulk of the votes, you see, the Igbos that live in Lagos are so much. And let us be realistic. Most of the registration you saw that, there was about 5 million new registration that happened in Lagos.
Yes.
Bulk of it were the Igbos. You saw they were fighting to get registered.
Mm.
That excitement was because of Peter Obi. And so he's not looking at the demography. Now, what he has failed to understand is that we're going to have beavers, the bimodal system of registration. So now there are not going to be any incident forms. So what happens is that when you come to your polling unit, you're going to put your card in the card reader. If the card reader doesn't recognize your card, they will go for your facial features.
Yes.
So those facial features are what will allow you to vote. If any of those two doesn't work, you can't vote. So those super votes that were being manufactured, I don't want to indict any area, but you see, I always felt the Alimosho area used to bring so many votes.
Mm.
I don't know why, but it has always been one area that will vote more than Bayelsa, a state.
Yes.
So I don't think those votes will come from that area. And that is the bulk of where the APC would always use in winning the elections in Lagos State.
My feeling about the Lagos election, though, mm-hmm. is that I think the APC will win because the opposition will be divided.
No.
You don't think so?
I'm not underrating Bola Ahmed Tinubu in Lagos.
I said he would.
He will win, but I'm saying that Peter Obi will give him a fight for it. No, there's no way back to not winning in Lagos.
Can you?
Because one of the things Lagosians are also going to look at is his successors. You can't take it away from Bola Ahmed Tinubu. His successors have been a reason for him to be a selling point. By the time you look at Fashola, you look at Ambode, you look at Sanwo-Olu, you won't take him as someone who has taken wrong decisions in making those choices. He could have been selfish in those choices, but those choices have come to be one that Lagosians have come to appreciate.
Mm.
And so that is a pass mark for Bat.
For Bat.
So if you want to...
Does he like being called Bat?
I don't know, but that's what he's called. Okay,
I want to be careful.
Is he a Miloko? Now you want?
No, just actually, I don't want any wahala from.
But everybody knows Bat.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just kidding.
That's.
Have you ever met the man though?
Yeah, I met him again on Saturday. He looked very healthy. Funny enough, when I saw him on Saturday,
really?
Oh, he was going round on Saturday. He was greeting. He made sure he was greeting. Well, it was the VVIP. He wasn't in the main place that he went round to greet.
The air that was blown in the VVIP. Was it different from the year that was written in the book? But anyway, I was going to ask you, because time is not our friend, 9:40. How do you explain this burst of the Obi, what I would call phenomenon, and the fact that some people think that, because it doesn't have political structures. I think that's in the past now. I think the structures have formed themselves.
The structure still matters a lot. It can't be in the past. We have 774 local governments.
Mm.
In 774 local governments, you must be able to establish, let's say the structure we are talking about is agents.
Yes.
Obi should be able to have agents who will protect his votes. Because we're just saying something off when we had the break, when we're talking about the North. We're talking about incident forms not being allowed. But where we have underage voters, which is mostly predominant in the North, how do you checkmate is in an area where somebody is popular and they don't report? And all those 12-year-olds, 10-year-olds who have been captured, who have their PVCs come to vote, the machine is not going to tell us that this is a 12-year-old. They'll allow them vote. And that's rigging. And that's going to be another area that Peter Obi will lose from. Because if all these predominant people are able to be captured by beavers, they will vote and vote for the party of their choice. And you know, like Atiku said, he said 90%. I don't know if he's up to 90% of the Northerners are not on social media.
No, I don't think it's 90%.
I don't know. That's why I said that figure.
It's an exaggeration.
Yeah, it might have been an exaggeration. So this structure is what we are saying. Now, those people that are doing the 1 million man march, the awareness is being created for those who are in social media. It's gaining currency, it's gaining momentum up until September 28th. But if you're able to place structure in these areas, you'll be able to sell yourself in terms of the agogo, the town crier, which is the most easiest way to reach the grassroots. Peter Obi, this is it. We have somebody in the Peter Obi campaign in Kafanchan. We have somebody in Zaria. We have somebody in Nasarawa. We have somebody in Jos. You know, so that's where people talk about structure. That is why the constitution says you must have 25% in 24 states, because they want that spread.
Okay, you now know.
They want that spread. That's why.
Do you also think that the usual practice given voters money and so on and so, you know,
money will always exchange hands. But why Peter Obi is resonating is that they see Peter Obi as someone who was very austere when he was in Anambra. And Nigerians are tired of the waste. Nigerians are hungry. They are frustrated. And so they see Peter Obi as someone who is going to bring the austere measures, which is what is needed. That is exactly why Peter Obi is resonating with them. And they are looking at APC and PDP to be one of the same. Today, the APC chairman used to be in PDP. The APC secretary, national secretary, used to be in PDP. Adamu was a PDP governor for 8 years. So how do you now say he's in APC now? He's progressive. Do you understand what I'm
saying? He was not progressive before.
But now he's progressive.
So he was in darkness but now he has seen the light.
They see the parties as one and the same. So they feel we need an alternative. Mm-hmm. We need a third force. Do you understand? And likes of the ADC, maybe Kachuku, for example, and maybe Adewale, the SDP guy, they don't see them as having that spread that will be able to resonate with the victory.
I don't think that
you understand? So Peter Obi is just the one that are dwelling in. Except maybe by the time it gets to September 28th, those other two parties, ADC and SDP, would pick up and start resonating with Nigerians.
Do you think anybody would be merging with anybody? Any of the parties?
If it's a runoff, that's when they'll...
Runoff, yes.
Because I doubt if...
Not
before the runoff. The two likely parties that should have emerged should have been SDP and ADC. Those are the two parties that have structures to some extent. And so if they're able to, if you look at the off-season elections, ADC came fourth in Ekiti. I think SDP also came fourth or so in Osun. So that also just gives a bit of an idea of this party's.
But what we hear, what we also hear is that SDP is being financed by one of the two majors.
That's what they say, but I don't know if it's true. But it's a very strong, allegation.
Yeah, I mean, I mean that's what we hear.
It's a very strong
allegation. And I also hope that even in Labour, I also hope that some of the politicians there are not plants.
No, but you see, the thing about Labour is that okay, Paraventure Bitobi wins. Who are going to be his members of the National Assembly? Who will be his? How many Labour?
He'll do deal with
how
that.
Many Labour senators?
He will do deal.
How many
with Labour
House of Reps? How many Labour governors are you going to get? That's another question you're going to ask.
No,
yourself.
I think that when you become, when you win the election, you become president. Everybody falls in line. It's very easy to do deals.
Except they will be mass the campaign. Will that be allowed?
No, there might not even be the
campaign.
Okay, there
will be an alignment.
There could be an alliance. Yes, it's happened before.
Yes, except an alliance.
Once you are, I mean, you know, once you have won
I agree. A lot of people will gravitate
now
towards
you. Now you design oil well.
A lot of people will gravitate towards you. But I see February 25th as very key because Nigerians are very aware and people are going to turn out en masse to decide the future. We have 96 million registered voters. I don't think we'll have anything less than 25 to 30 million turning up on the 25th of February. People are ready to make their votes count. They want their voice to be heard.
You are in a party that is not fielding a candidate.
No, we are fielding a candidate.
Who is the candidate?
Chris.
Chris who?
I can't even remember.
That is now. If you can't remember.
It's just because I'm not saying he's not serious. His name is Chris.
I'm not arguing whether his name is Chris
or his name is
Sheriff. But if you can't remember, then I don't think.
don't indict it so soon. But you see, I'm an analyst. I try to say.
So whether you're an analyst or a socialist
even if I'm running in a party and I know that party has not been able to do its spread. I won't come here and come and.
I mean, and Accord is a new.
Yes. It's not a new party.
Isn't this the party that Ladjoja set up?
Very. Yes. No, he didn't set it up. He was part of it.
He was part of it. You know, sometimes you can set up.
But
a party
Accord has won a lot of elections in Delta. They've won elections in 9 or 10 times in Delta.
Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think you're going to win? Yeah, you're running for reps.
I'm running for reps. I'll win the elections.
How of you say that?
I resonate with the
but you said just
I'm a local guy. I stay with
if you were a local guy, how come you didn't win the primaries?
I didn't win the primaries because the primaries, you know, what happened was that the constitution was misinterpreted and they said we needed only ad hoc delegates instead of the statutory delegates. So the delegates were reduced to 96 who voted instead of 93 because some of the disabled were not supposed to vote, but they allowed them vote. So
some who are not supposed to vote?
The disabled. They were not disabled? Elected. They are. We always allow disabled to become delegates. But in the interpretation of what that meant was that they said it was only elected. Because they were not elected, they were nominated. So the 93 people that should have voted now reduced the whole federal constituency that should have had about 400 delegates to 93. And so it gave more control to the powers that be to determine who was going to go. So
I see.
Instructions were given. That is exactly what happened. Even the incumbent did not even win. He came second. I came third. In an election, I should have won normally.
Okay, but you didn't win. But okay, so now, final question.
So that is not a way to judge my popularity.
No, I did not.
93
say that.
People cannot determine the fate of.
You did not win. You did not win.
I didn't win. Of course, I didn't win. That's
now,
the truth.
Is there it?
I like to face reality.
Face reality. Is there?
I lost.
I don't have.
But
I'll
win. But the important thing is for me to be in the House of Rep. The end justifies the means.
You must
not
do
the primary. No, this time around I have to.
Okay.
I've tried now.
Is there a chance of you going back to the PDP?
Well, if the PDP does what is right, I will go back to the PDP.
And who
but I won't hold brief for them. I'll definitely always analyze it as it is, just like I did in today's program. They have a chance of winning, don't get me wrong. They have a clear chance, but the P2B factor I keep. And I've even forgotten Kwakwansu is also going to eat a lot into their votes in the north.
Is there an Atiku fatigue?
No, the thing about this is that Atiku mismanaged the process. You had an Obi that was your deputy. Or your vice. You had a Kwakwansu that has been your ally. You shouldn't have let them leave the party if you want to become the president of Nigeria. Two of them are going to come back to
but was Obi ready to be vice?
No, even if Obi, you should have opened up talks with Obi very early. They underestimated Obi. They underestimated him. That's the thing about PDP. I said the reward system is poor.
Well, I mean, to be fair, nobody... Look, this Obi phenomenon sprang on everybody. Before you knew it,
it was like a hurricane.
I made an allusion this morning to the fact that this man will start an argument now, but luckily I'm going to close up. that I felt that there was some element of spirituality. I didn't say it that way, and I didn't mention it because I didn't want this this man. I didn't want him. But I because Sheriff, to be honest with you, he just sprung up from nowhere.
No, I don't think he sprung up from nowhere.
No, what I mean, not sprung up in that sense.
Yes.
But before you knew it,
everywhere
Obi. And he not dropped Chichi.
Look how he stole the show yesterday at the NBA conference.
You liked that, didn't you?
I was shocked. He was a lawyer. I said, for lawyers, I mean, you know how lawyers can be. Now.
Yes, but very conservative.
For lawyers who have gone into this kind of frenzy, SN, senior advocates of Nigeria, are actually standing and clapping. And I was like, what's happening? This Obi hurricane is not something we should underestimate anymore. If lawyers can become so partisan, you understand? I could imagine how Atiku Shetima felt being in the same place and not receiving any ovation.
Well, that's what I said. I think Atiku also has candidacy fatigue. He's been candidate.
Yeah, that was why I said times. Look at the three mistakes he had made. He didn't handle Obi and Kwakwansua. He didn't handle the issue of his vice presidency well. And he underestimated Wike. He didn't think Wike had this power to hold the party.
But don't you think Wike is stretching it a bit too far?
I think Wike should actually come to the terms with the fact that his governorship candidate is PDP, his senatorial candidate is a PDP, his House of Rep candidate is a PDP, his House of Assembly candidate is a PDP. In that sense, he's stretching it too far.
Yeah. I think he should have just...
But you see, I think he wants a good deal for those who supported him. It's not about himself. That's the way I look at it in terms of analysis, yes.
There's
the
a
likes
rumor
of
that...
Mimiko, the likes of Donald Duke, the likes of Dakawambo, the likes of
what do they want?
Look at
ministerial.
The likes of Makinde, the likes of Autumn. You will be shocked that all these governors have held on to him very religiously. And that's why PDP cannot have a neck meeting. More or less to talk of putting a campaign council together. This is not the PDP I used to know. Everybody thought implosion was going to happen in the APC. But APC has quickly found his feet. Give it to them. Look at Keamu blowing hot from all cylinders already.
I'm not happy with him over a matter.
The others, but I'm just trying to say that APC has found his feet. Who is really
Keamu?
The only thing that is dividing the APC is the issue of the Muslim ticket. And they see Babatunde and Dogara to
be the minority. Do you think a Muslim ticket doesn't
matter? I think
that
was another mistake they made. They shouldn't have gone on a Muslim ticket. They had Dogara.
I think so.
They had those that they could have taken.
I think they are more than enough.
Risk they took, like as if they were taking us. We've never been divided in ethnic and religious things like we've been divided in this country. So the only way they could have brought us back here, you say the vice president is spare tire, quite all right. He doesn't have the powers like the president, but you should have at least taken the other fate into consideration.
I think we've got to go. How many minutes do I have?
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Two minutes. Can I take one call?
Yes, you can.
Very quickly, one call. Last caller for the day. Hello, good morning.
Hello,
Scott, just go straight to your point quickly.
Hello, thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, the candidate wants to call is.
Let's take another call.
Okay. Hello, morning.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
Quickly.
Hello.
Yeah. All right, I think we just have to end it now. Yes. Kenneth, thank you very much.
I'm highly honored. This is the best gift I've gotten on climbing the fifth floor.
But all the money that I give, bring me with share, Joe.
I'll give you 10%.
No, how can I take 10%? Philip is looking. Kenneth, we want to take.
You share.
It's too small. Move it up to 25.
Let's make
it a thank you. Just ordinary thank you. Not bribe.
Champagne.
I got to go. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back with Dear Bumi with somebody who I've told them, I've given notice they should sell my father's house even at half price. If it's not enough, they should sell my London home at a quarter of the price. If I change that one, they go plenty. To go and pay the bride price of this person that's coming tomorrow is a joke. Don't take it too serious. But she'll be here tomorrow. And then on who do I have on Thursday? I've forgotten again. Just let me go. I see you all tomorrow at 9. Bye.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not